Psalm 62 says, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. That psalm starts out speaking about my soul finds rest in God alone, and talks about a life of just finding all in Jesus and resting in him, trusting in him, living a life like that. And then he goes on to say that there'll be those that will try to tear you down from that excellent pursuit. Well, there's no higher call in our life than to live for Jesus and to know him, serve him. And when we get hold of that, when the Holy Spirit can make us to get hold of that call, that this is the most important thing, this is the highest call that I can find in life, is to know Jesus and to serve him, you'll find that there'll be foes that will try to tear you down from that goal. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. I like to look at it that way. When I set myself to seek Jesus with all my heart, I'm going to run across opposition somewhere along the way. There'll be some enemies of my soul that will try to deter me, and distract me, and hinder my progress. And here he speaks about that in this song. He says, strong are the foes that conquer I must. Long is the way, but in thee I trust. You are my in my own strength, but weakness I see. Grant me a closer walk with thee. Praise God. We don't have to be afraid of these foes, because Jesus is greater than every one of them, and he's able to give us the grace to go all the way through and to find him. And so you'll find that when you start to seek God, sometimes the enemy will put up a fight. That's a good sign. That means that you're on the right track. And the enemy never gives you any problem. Then maybe he's not too concerned about you. But if you really set your heart to seek the Lord, sometimes there'll be some opposition along the way. And that's good for us. That helps us not to trust in our own strength, but to call upon the Lord. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. And leaning on Jesus is always the best thing that we can do. And God will always bring us through as we do. And so I thought of that as we sang that third verse. Praise God. And tonight, we want to. We're not afraid to say, Lord, I want a closer walk with thee. Lord, that's the goal of my life, to know you. The Apostle Paul said that was the goal of his life, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Praise God. That he might be conformed to the image of his death, resurrection. And so we're not afraid to pray, Lord, give me a closer walk with you. And Lord, that's worth any fight that I have to fight, any battle that I have to deal with, any opposition that comes my way. Oh, it's more than worth it to find Jesus in his fullness and to live for him like that. Praise God. We all have struggles in our life, whether we seek God or not. So why not seek the Lord? And then those struggles will only press us closer to him and prove how faithful and wonderful our Savior is. Praise God. Let's sing that last verse again. Glorious Master, King of my soul. And then let's sing that chorus with all our hearts.
Glorious Master, King of my soul. Thank you.
sang about three songs and never told you the page, right? So that doesn't help. So let's sing out of the book together, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
329.
Thank you, Brother Paul. Let's sing that first verse again.